Recently, the House of Representatives unanimously voted to allow consumers to legally unlock their cell phones. This House vote follows the Senate, which also approved the measure less than 2 weeks before the House did. Under this legislation, consumers can use the same phone with different companies and can switch numbers and accounts without having to purchase new phones. The House bill does not contain language that bans bulk unlocking, something that the Senate tried to add to appease wireless carriers. That language would have made it illegal to acquire, unlock, and then resell a large number of phones. Consumers would have been forced to first get their phones from wireless carriers. However, the bill saw a boost in support once that limiting language was removed. After the 1998 Digital Millennium Copyright Act, or DMCA, was passed, cell phone unlocking became illegal. The Library of Congress pointed to Section 1201 of the DMCA that bans consumers from circumventing technologies that control access to copyrighted work and said that it applied to cell phone unlocking. In 2006, however, the Library of Congress made an exception for cell phone unlocking, but then it closed that exception in 2012. Now, this recent bill comes after over a year and a half of activism. Outraged activists saw the Library of Congress's decision as a way to limit what consumers could do with their cell phones, as well as a way to give more power to wireless carriers. A 2013 petition written by a 27-year-old entrepreneur, Sina Kanifar, gathered more than 100,000 signatures on whitehouse.gov, exceeding the administration's signature requirements for all petitions. The White House eventually responded in support of the activists. At first, it was unlikely that the FCC or even Congress would take any action, but continued pressure from the activists led the FCC to urge wireless carriers to unlock their customers' cell phones at the end of their contract if the consumers requested it. While the wireless carriers ultimately agreed to the FCC's wishes, Congress took action on its own and passed the Senate bill 7 months later. The bill will now go to the White House for President Obama to sign into law. The president has said that he looks forward to signing the bill and called the bill another step forward to giving Americans more flexibility and choice. The activists view the bill's passage as a victory for consumers, but acknowledge that there is still much more work left to be done. For instance, the bill's effects only last until 2015, and many commentators see problems with Section 1201 of the DMCA. Cell phone unlocking is just part of a bigger battle over digital copyright laws, and this law might be seen as demonstrating how the anti-circumvention provision in the DMCA is what is in real need of an overhaul. While the legislation is certainly a win for consumers, it does not necessarily mean that they can unlock their cell phones whenever they want. Many wireless carriers still do not allow the practice as long as a contract with them is in force, even if the consumers are traveling internationally. The bill itself does not address this issue, and even if it did, consumers that unlock their phones before their contracts expired would open themselves up to liability for breaching their contracts. The FCC has promised to enact new policies for cell phone unlocking by February 2015, but it remains to be seen exactly what those policies will look like. I'm Jay Kasem.